Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
All right, today on the podcast, we're talking about a company called Hugging Face and Pollen Robotics. They just released a robot designed to do chores around the home. And the video is pretty funny to watch. This is a pretty cool concept, though, and I think there's a lot of ways you can spin this to either make money or save money. Jaden, what are your thoughts on this robot?
Oh, yeah. So this is hilarious. And I want to say, like, I think this is going to be one of the most exciting times in AI for me personally, is as we're starting to mix it with robotics. I think there's so many amazing things. And we have companies like Tesla, who's working on their Optimus robot. We have a bunch of other really interesting robotics companies that are coming out right now. And this is definitely one of them, especially when they're partnering with Hugging Face, who is the open source AI model kind of like host platform. And obviously AI is a huge element of this robotics because they need a real AI embedded into it so it can do tasks. Now, if you watch the demo, like you were mentioning, Jamie, it's really interesting. The one that they posted on X is the robot. They're saying like, hey, pick up this cup. Can you go put it over there for me? It's like putting a cup in a dish tray. It's picking up an apple and handing it to him. So it's doing all of these like household chore kind of things that's kind of the goal, what they're training it to do. The thing that I did find was funny about this, or not funny, maybe ominous. There's a guy standing behind the robot with like a cord attached to the robot, and he's not controlling it. The robot's doing everything it wants to on its own, but he's got this giant box with a huge red button that is just his fingers just hovering over, just in case the robot decides to take the cup and start smashing someone's head or, I don't know, doing something crazy. He's got this big red kill switch button ready to push. And anyways, I thought that was funny. You know, honestly, just that visual for me is helping me check myself on like what, because I talk about robotics a lot and I'm like, you guys don't even know, we're gonna have these robots that are like electricians and plumbers and doing everything. But if we're at the point where these little slow robots picking up a cup and moving it have someone with a giant red like kill switch button, we might not quite be ready for these things to be completely autonomous running around our homes.
Well, what I think is, you know, cool about this is that it's an open source robot, so I'm guessing in the future you'll be able to train it to do certain things. Right now it's doing household chores. I guess my mind, as far as making money or at least saving money goes to, so I don't know if I've told you about my newest business venture yet, Jaden, but my wife and I are going to be doing an Airbnb property.
Okay.
Which we're super excited about. We're going to be fixing up and renting it out, but cleaners are expensive for Airbnb.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
if you could outsource that, or at least some of that, to a robot to have like it do specific tasks each time for you when like someone checks out, that would be awesome and a huge money saver, really. And I think you definitely, you know, we'll have to have someone at least check on the property still. But as far as like, you know, cleaners can cost, you know, up to $200 depending on how big the property is and stuff like that. I think, you know, for if there's a robot that can learn to detect, you know, where there's a mess or when something needs to be like rearranged, I think that could be huge.
Oh my gosh, that is insane. And when you mentioned that, yeah, I had an Airbnb. I recently converted it into a podcast studio because obviously I do so much podcasting. But while it was an Airbnb, when we would rent it out, sometimes, like if it was a single night booking, sometimes I would pay more to my cleaner than it would make from the booking. I kind of had it on like Airbnb's smart pricing. So it's like, oh, it's not like a busy day. It dropped the price. Someone book it for like $100 and my cleaner was like $130 to clean it. And literally my cleaner was making more money than me, but obviously like it's 45 minutes away. Like I'm not driving there. Like I need a cleaner and I don't want to do the work of a few hours of cleaning. So I just did it and it was profitable and cool anyways. Where I really made money though was when it would be like a longer booking. So if someone booked for like a week, my cleaning fee is the exact same amount as a day. Or if they booked for 2 weeks, you make a lot of money and only have to pay the cleaning fee once. So like all in all, like it evened out, but I actually did spend a lot of money. And I think the last month before I shut down the Airbnb, I spent $1,000 on like in cleaning fees on my cleaner. So, you know, if you extrapolate that to like $12,000 a month for like a year, and maybe this robot thing has to pay itself off in like 3 years. If this thing can come in, and I don't know, maybe I'm way out of left field because this thing costs 200 grand and probably when they start it will. And I imagine they'll eventually bring the prices down. But like, if you could have this thing come in at $30,000 financed, people are literally, people could probably cut their cleaning costs in half using something like this right off the bat. Instantly profitable, and a human's doing it, and no one's going to get injured or sick or can't make it to work today for some reason. Like, it's pretty cool.
If you have multiple units, that's where, you know, you'd really start to see a difference in paying it off quickly, especially units in the same building. If you could just have it walk, like go from one unit to the next and just clean them all for you, that would be pretty sweet. So
if you have like a fourplex, you just go to the corner of all of them and cut like like you build like a little closet in the corner of all of them where they're like technically all connected and the robot's in there. And then it just knows which like door to go out each day to like go do your cleaning schedule. You link it up with your Airbnb calendar. It knows when people are checking out, does a little knock, knock, cleaners coming in. Oh my gosh. It'd be amazing. So that's
the thing. People think this is a really far off idea and really out there, but it's really not. I mean, we already have the robotic technology in some of those robot vacuums where it's like, it'll mop and vacuum for you, and then it'll go and empty itself and then go back out and continue, you know, like it's really, if you can get, you know, that taken care of, and then you can, you know, figure out how to, it can, you know, change bedding, for example, like it's really not that far off. So.
Pretty cool. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. Okay. One other thing I want to bring up in this vein, obviously Airbnb cleaners, fantastic use case. I think you can have fully automated landscaping company as well with one of these robots. Imagine this: you have the Tesla Optimus robot. It hops in a Cybertruck every day that drives it on like a route of lawns to mow. It's got a mower in the back. It walks out, pulls the mower out of the back of its self-driving Tesla truck, goes, mows someone's lawn, puts it back in, goes to the next stop. You literally could automate an entire landscaping business.
That's crazy. This. Well, we love talking about this stuff. We love keeping you up to date on the latest AI news and also how you can make money with it. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to leave us a review. We really appreciate it. We're trying to get to 100 reviews, and we really appreciate your feedback and questions. If you have questions, feel free to ask those as well. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.